At the annual Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, the biggest event of its kind in the world, safety is a chief concern. During the three-week rodeo, both riders and animals can count on expert medical teams. The humans find care at this clinic inside the stadium. The medical team includes several doctors as well as licensed medical therapists, massage therapists, athletic trainers, and radiology technicians, all under the direction of Dr. Kelly Larkin.
We cover all the bases of the medical care for the cowboys. We do preventative medicine beforehand, and then we're here for when they're during the rodeo down on the floor when they have injuries.
The preventative care mostly consists of taping limbs and parts of the body that have suffered previous injury.
A lot of times the cowboys know exactly what works best for them, and historically they've been probably taping their knee for a long time from a prior injury.
Go on your back and I'll stretch this out.
Dr. Alicia Roberts says bruises and strains are the most common problems she sees.
Mostly it's soft tissue injury. We haven't seen a lot of fractures. We had a fracture Tuesday night of the thumb, but not anything real severe.
You might need them. There might be a couple.
Doctors say preventative measures and the use of protective apparel like helmets have reduced serious injuries, but they're still more common than in any other sport. Dr. Roberts has ordered an x-ray for bull rider Sean Coleman from South Dakota, who may have a fractured rib but plans to compete for the prize money anyway.
It's going to hurt. I mean, that's obvious, but you just got to, they give $50,000 away, so you got to fight through that.
In Elko County, and you're a cowboy, it's as true as bull.
Animals can also suffer injuries at these events, but at a much lower rate than the cowboys who compete with them. Rodeo Houston's chief veterinarian, Dr. Greg Canape, says participating animals are highly prized.
These are very valuable animals. They're worth thousands of dollars, and we take care of those animals, and the owners take care of those animals because these animals mean a lot to them, their program, and their concern is for their health as much as for their ability to perform.
Although some animal rights groups have complained about exploitation of rodeo animals, Dr. Canape says he thinks horses and bulls enjoy the competition.
For 8 seconds, they're going to do their best to get that rider off, and then after the end of that 8 seconds, they're going to run back to the pen, and they're going to go right back to eating hay.
He says there are about 26,000 animals here at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and when it ends March 17th, almost all of them will leave here as healthy as they were when they arrived. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.